Armed American Radio listeners, today's Armed American Radio's recorded version of the national radio broadcast, the Armed American Radio podcast, is being brought to you today and every day by North American Arms. Make sure to visit NorthAmericanArms.com for the finest mini revolvers on planet Earth. NorthAmericanArms.com. Enjoy the show.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the Sig Sauer Studios. On the Patriot Mobile Platinum Microphone. Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
And welcome to the ranch, the Sig Sauer Studios here in Georgia, home of Lake and Riley's family. We're going to go there because the dope veggie in chief last night screwed her all up. And those of us that live in this area were hoping he just didn't even utter her name, but he chose to because he was pressured and then screwed her name up. So that was a good thing. More about that ridiculous speech last night in a few minutes. Welcome inside, as I said, the Sig Sauer Studios. Mark Walters in front of the Patriot Mobile mic. Filling your prescription for freedom. X Insurance presents it all. Greg in Dallas, Texas, thanks for sending the storms. We're going to get a bunch of them tonight. Compliments of you. So, thanks.
You're welcome.
Why don't you, because I don't even want to, why don't you tell us how to watch the show in high definition, please, and participate in the chat?
Sure, if you want to watch the show, just head on over to armedamericanradio.org or .com. On the right-hand side of the website, you'll see the menu icon. Just give it a click, and when that window opens up, select that Watch Live option. If you're out there driving, hit that Listen Live link. And if you missed a previous episode, need to get caught up, head on over to the podcast link. If you want to join our live chat, just head on over to your app store. Grab the Telegram messaging app, create your profile, and search for Armed American Radio Conversations.
Bam, pow, wham, zammo, that'll get you in. Paul Markle, student of the gun. How are you, my brother, from another mother? Did you happen to watch the veggie in chief last night?
The doorknob?
The doorknob, that'll work, too.
Yeah, I saw some, of course, some clips. You know, as it was going, people were chopping up clips and putting them out there. You know, debating what that mongoloid said, it's like debating what a three-year-old says. You know, like if a three-year-old walked up to you and just said, babada, 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 you wouldn't take the time to debate the three-year-old because you're like, okay, it's a child, and the child really doesn't know any better, and they're just living in their own little world, so just let them be. And that's what we've got as a commander-in-chief, which is just sick. I never hoped wildest dreams or thought in my wildest dream that I would live in a nation that would be an international embarrassment.
That's a fact.
The president of the United States is an international embarrassment.
Here's what happened in a nutshell last night. Ladies and gentlemen, you've probably read about it. You may have likely watched it. I did. I forced myself to watch it. But what you saw last night was nothing but a campaign speech at the expense of a State of the Union using the House floor to give a campaign speech, attack his predecessor, scream and yell at you, anybody who doesn't agree with him. And the end result of all of this is, again, ad nauseum. You've probably been reading this all day. I hope you haven't. I hope you've been doing other things like I have today. But nonetheless, Amen. The end result of this is he essentially gave a campaign speech. He shored up his own base. And if you are going to vote for Joe Biden, you're going to vote for Joe Biden. The rest of us looked at an angry old man last night bumbling his way through, again, a campaign speech that I felt backfired like crazy. He did survive it as far as standing there for the entire time, but he was not without handfuls of gaffes. And when I mentioned Lake and Riley, Paul, the beautiful young woman who was murdered at UGA, who is buried about right down the road from my house. In fact, we're going to go put flowers on her gravestones here, and it's not raining. We're going to do it this weekend. But we didn't want to hear him utter her name in this area because she's a neighbor. And he did. Marjorie Taylor Greene forced him into it, pressured him into it. And what does he do? He screws up her name. He calls her Lincoln Riley.
Yeah, Lincoln.
The guy's a mess. But notwithstanding as far as guns are concerned, you know, the whole NRA, I guess the guy didn't get the memo, but he wants to defeat the NRA. And about 45 minutes into his speech, he went after your gun rights, made it very clear that, you know, him wanting to take away your guns was not, in fact, a violation of your Second Amendment rights. Take away your guns, not a violation of your Second Amendment rights. Try to put two and two together and make five out of that. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't do it. Paul, I'll just turn it over to you. Last thing.
We're back to this. We're living in an upside down world. We're living in a Twilight Zone episode. And sadly, the farther and farther away from that we get, the fewer people get that reference. I don't even know if my kids get the Twilight Zone references, but still, when they come out and they're like, the no right or no amendment is absolute. And you and I look at that, we're like, okay, you want to play that game? But what's sad is that we live in a nation where there is not one person who pretends to be a member of the media that takes him to task on that. And it's such a softball. It's such a slow pitch. You could nail that out of the park. You say, when they say that, you just raise your hand and you say, okay, so you, just to get it right, you said no amendment is absolute. That's correct. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, then we can have slavery again.
We've talked about that on the show. If no amendment is absolute, that's absolute. What's to stop from repealing the 13th Amendment, the 19th Amendment, whatever you want? You can change. You can do whatever you want.
We don't even need to repeal it. We can just, based on his argument, you don't need to repeal anything. You don't need to go through the legal constitutional process. You can just ignore it.
So they do that with the Supreme Court. He threatened the United States Supreme Court last night in front of millions, flat out threatened the court to their face. It was remarkable to see. My wife and I were talking about it last night, and I just thought, you know, I've watched a lot of State of the Unions in my life. I've never seen one like that. It was just a campaign speech. It was as if he was standing giving a speech at the convention. The only thing he didn't say was Trump, but he went after Trump. The first thing he talked about, something near and dear to your heart, Ukraine. At the State of the Union, the first thing out of his mouth was the Ukraine.
Yeah,
I thought this is an upside down world we're living in.
It's their proxy war, man. That's their money laundering machine. You know, what's her nuts? Sutherland. What's his criminal Secretary of State? Who's his criminal Secretary of State that's basically running Ukraine with the Democrat Party is all about installing puppets. I mean, we've got this doorknob.
Biden's not running anything.
Yeah, we've got this doorknob that they shoot up with amphetamines, and they must have the best ones in the world. The chemical cocktails that they shoot that sucker up with before they push him out in front of a microphone.
There were a number of people commenting on that. You were asking about Secretary of the State, if I'm not mistaken. I was messing with a couple things over. But that's Anthony Blinken is Secretary of State.
All right, so who's the chick that had to admit that, well, okay, there were chemical weapons facilities, but it's okay because we were running them.
I don't recall.
Oh man, come on, Greg, you can look it up. You're a smart guy. But the chick who's basically running the Ukraine proxy war, so we can launder umpteen billions of dollars.
Are you talking about like Susan Rice or something behind the scenes?
No. Oh man, it's crazy.
Are you pulling a Biden on us?
Yeah.
You know the thing.
My problem is that thank you, Victoria Nuland, who's running, you know, Ukraine behind the scenes. You know, they installed the deep state installed Zelensky as the puppet doorknob of Ukraine. They knew what they were doing. The United States and NATO set up that whole debacle. The Ukraine's one of the most corrupt money laundering places in Europe, and that's what they want. That's what they need. That's their baby.
Well, families made millions of dollars off of it. Of course, they want to prop it up.
That's how the Democrats make millions and millions of dollars.
It's the deep state
through Ukraine.
It's a deep state. when we come back from this break, we're going to go to Wyoming. We're going to go to South Carolina. I want to get your opinion on Louisiana and South Carolina as well. But Wyoming, yesterday, the bill allowing concealed carry in schools headed to Wyoming governor's desk. Your governor, Mark Gordon, Republican in the state of Wyoming. We'll talk a little bit about that. And, you know, Gavin Newsom is out there echoing the same things, you know, screaming about what a great speech it was and screaming for more gun controls. And as A.W.R. Hawkins points out, that Biden was simply repeating or pushing for or demanding passage of gun controls that have failed in California for over 30 years. So there was nothing new in this. It was exactly what you would expect. And you were getting yelled at, ladies and gentlemen, by a senile old man yesterday who made it clear yet again that he wants to take your firearms rights away from you, wants to take your guns away from you, wants passage of all this nonsense, all of it has failed. We've got three segments left with Paul Markle, student of the gun. Don't go away. Buckle in. I'm telling you right now, it's going to fly right by. It always does. And it's a Friday. It's Greg's favorite day of the week. Mine, too, today as well. I have to admit, got a lot to do this weekend. And we will be back in 4 minutes on the flip side of this break here in the 6 Hour Studios on the Patriot Mobile mic. Don't go away.
Following segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Patriot Mobile. Visit patriotmobile.com/AAR and use the AAR promo code to get free activation today. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back to the show indeed. The ranch is lit up for you. 6 Hour Studios fired up. Patriot Mobile microphone lit up. That's the Patriot Mobile rejoiner. Great company. Make sure to check them out. You can visit patriotmobile.com/AAR. Use that AAR promo code. Support businesses that support your lifestyle, not these woke nonsense companies that are out there, all this DEI garbage. Patriot Mobile's a real deal. Their director of marketing was, their chief marketing officer, I should say, Scott Coburn, was on the program earlier this week, and he was fantastic. And remember that X Insurance is presenting all of this today. Visit all of our partners at armedamericanradio.com. Paul Markle, student of the gun. Welcome back, my brother from another mother.
Oh, man, if nothing else, this nonsense that's going on in New York is proof positive that gun control has never been about crime control, and it's always been a psyop. It's always been a mind control. How long, Mark, have we been talking about this, the nonsensical, unconstitutional SAFE Act that Cuomo pushed through?
Since he pushed it through. For years.
Pushed that illegally. He went around the New York Constitution. He went around the rule of law.
He did it in the middle of the night, too, by the way.
Yep. Did it in the middle of the night. No public debate. No open forum. It's because it was an emergency. It was a crisis. We have to do something. So he did. And you and I, we listened to the reasonable people in New York tell us that it would never stand, it would never pass constitutional muster, it would be repealed, that was the end of Cuomo. And he hung on for, what, another 7-8 years?
Yeah, at least another
term. It wasn't until he decided to be a sexual deviant creep that the party had enough of him. But look at the state of New York.
Yeah, hey, Paul, Greg just mentioned that he even murdered grandmas during COVID.
Oh, yeah, he killed grandmas. He locked them up, you know.
Put COVID patients in nursing homes.
Died. Yeah, put COVID patients in nursing homes.
And then who comes in? And Hochul survives as lieutenant governor. She comes in. And, you know, these are just, if you look, there's a lot of similarities between her and Biden when you look at the two of them. They have that look, that angry, I hate the world look. And if you disagree with me, I hate you. I will do anything in my power. And all you got to do is look at Letitia James. She stood up in front of the fire department to give a couple of awards or to, you know, welcome a couple people who deserved it. And all she got was booed and yells of, you know, screaming of Trump. And she said, yeah, I'm glad you got that out. I mean, these are just political evil animals. These Democrats, they are just political evil animals. Hey, let's flip over to Wyoming real quick, somewhere near and dear to your heart.
Yeah.
I, These are great stories. You know, we've seen Louisiana become 28. We saw South Carolina become 29. This week, constitutional carry, you know, long time coming in South Carolina. It's taken years for them to get their gun laws where they need to be, and they're moving quickly. And now you have Wyoming, a state. When I think of Wyoming, I think of Wild West. I think of, you know, individual, rugged, you know, individualism. Leave me alone. Get off my lawn. Man, I had the guts to move out here and fight the elements to get here while you walked around back east with a top hat on. And we're just now allowing, there's a bill on your governor's desk right now. I don't know if it's been signed yet. I just saw this, but the bill allowing concealed carry in schools headed to Wyoming governor's desk. Now that means, and I'm going to take it. Let's dig into this quickly. How much do you know about that bill? Anything you can tell us about it?
No, they don't brief me on that stuff, believe it or not.
All right. Well, my question was going to be this, and I think it was just answered for me. Was that concealed carry by teachers in schools? I'm going to assume it is, because HB 125, Paul, is designed, quote, to remove gun-free zones from Wyoming residents who lawfully carry a concealed firearm under Wyoming law. It repeals gun-free zones so as to allow the concealed carry of firearms, quote, in any public elementary or secondary school facility and any public college or university facility. Any public school, public college, or university athletic event taking place on public property that does not sell alcoholic beverages, as well as during any meeting of a governmental entity or any meeting of the legislature or committee thereof. So it looks like gun-free zones are going the way of the dodo bird right there where you are today, Paul. That's great news. Well, congratulations.
What they're basically doing is they're getting ahead of it. Like, so the reality is 95% of Wyoming residents just ignore that. They don't disarm themselves in their cars. You know, they're like, oh, I better take this off and stash it in my car because I can't go in that building. Yeah, that's not really high. So what they're doing is they're like, okay, for the 1% or for the, you know, the one chief of police or the one sheriff that got through that might, you know, want to hem these people up, and then, of course, Wyoming is not immune. Wyoming is like every other state in the union where when you pile a bunch of weak, spineless, bully Democrats on top of each other, they all cry and scream and act like babies and bullies, and that's what you get in places like Laramie, where the freaking university is. You get that crap in Jackson Hole, where all these California puke bags go and play cowboy. You know, they want to go and play cowboy in Jackson Hole, and then they go back to their California mansions. They get back on their jets and fly back to California. So you have that liberal poison. Everywhere Democrats go, they're just poison. They're like locusts. And you got to head that stuff off. You know, look at Texas, brother. Texas needs a whole lot more Texas. You know, you've got Austin, you've got Houston, you've got Dallas. You've got these, you know, great Republic of Texas. You've got these hives of liberals. And they're poison. They're poison to a community. They're poison to a society. They're poison to a state. And you've got to deal with it. We can't pretend like it's going to go away on its own. And, you know, I don't want to go back to New York too hard, but look at what happened in New York. We had blatant unconstitutional laws passed in New York. People, you know, said, oh, well, you know, it'll work out. It'll get fixed. It didn't.
No. No, and when Bruin came along in New York, those tyrants doubled, tripled, and quadrupled down against it.
Yeah, they're like
in a blatant ignoring of the Supreme Court. Don't care. It doesn't matter to us. We're just not going to follow it.
They expect
you to, don't they? Well, they expect you to, don't they? Well, yeah, there's a lot of irony.
Yeah, you're a slave.
Well, you know, I got a kick out of last night. All the Democrats that were out there protesting, whatever you want to call it. And Washington had, you know, the Capitol area had a complete fence around it to keep them safe. Don't put a fence on our border. Don't do that. Not to keep our country safe. I mean, the hypocrisy drips from these people. You need a napkin to wipe it off their faces. We're getting ready to take a break right now. There's that music. When we come back, two more segments with Paul Markle, student of the gun. We will talk some constitutional carry. We'll get some predictions from Paul going forward. Did we just see the end of constitutional carry push across the country? Are there any other states that are going to move on it? I think so. We'll talk with Paul Markle about that, student of the gun, right after this. Don't go away. The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Indeed, welcome back to the show. 6 Hour Studios, Patriot Mobile, platinum microphone lit up for you. X Insurance presenting it all. Greg in Dallas, Texas, ask me how many, please, cups of Defender Coffee I had to start my day today.
Mark, how many cups of Defender Coffee did you have to start your day today?
Two. I had two cups of Defender Coffee today. That's not out of the ordinary for me. That's about normal for me. The Liberty Roast, ladies and gentlemen. And like I say, every single day, I start my day with Defender Coffee. It's rare I don't. And every time I take a sip of it, I'm supporting the Second Amendment Foundation and my right and your right to keep and bear arms. I question, if you drink coffee, why you don't drink that stuff. It's outstanding. And a portion of the money goes to support your gun rights. That is a win-win all the way around. Make sure to check out all of our new partners, too. Barrel Buddy. You hear us talking about Barrel Buddy. Great product. Clean your guns the right way. Pitch the patch. BarrelBuddy.com. A bag of 50 of these amazing cleaning tools are only $14.99. Visit BarrelBuddy.com. And PTMO. I have a box of it over there. I've got a whole bunch of shotgun shells, some slugs, some short slugs, some just vicious 12 gauge. I've got neighbors coming over going, can I have some of that? A couple of them might walk away with a few boxes, but it's ptammo.com. Make sure to check it out. Don't forget to join Arms List and the rest of our partners. You can find all of our partners at armedamericanradio.com. Paul Markle, student of the gun. Now, talked about Wyoming. We'll get some clarification. I'm going to assume, the way I read this, that teachers carrying in schools now, you're going to have a lot of armed teachers in schools now because of this. I don't necessarily think it's a separate bill. I think Wyoming's just got it together. If you have a concealed carry permit, you can carry in a school. I'm going to assume that's a teacher too, right? So that covers armed teachers, right? I'll leave it at that. That's a safe assumption, you think?
Yeah, I think so. And you know, what we need is we need to get people moving forward and get them out of this. You know, it's a psyop, man. It's hearts and minds. You know, going back to the question about the we've got 29, and are we stuck there? I was actually thinking about it this morning. I was looking at the map, and you know, in the Senate, a supermajority is 2/3, right? So if we were to have a supermajority in the United States of constitutional carry states, we would need 33. So can we get four more?
All right. Well, let's talk about that. Hold on a second. Let me stop you. Because being a Georgia resident now and coming to Georgia from Florida, Florida was always been a fairly gun friendly state, of course, the gunshine state. It had some work to do. They did the work. It's now permitless. We'll call it constitutional carry. It's lacking the open carry aspect of that. But you do not need a permit in Florida now. Georgia beat Florida to the punch. And it was a long time coming for South Carolina to get their gun laws in order. There's a similar thing going on in North Carolina right now. If North Carolina gets the right governor, which I believe they're going to do in November, then you could possibly see North Carolina go next. Virginia would have gone, but the legislature flipped with one Democrat control on each side of the state house. Youngkin would no doubt sign it. But it doesn't look like it's going to happen. And Virginia's got those weird off-year elections. So North Carolina could be 30. But what happens after that, Paul? Who do you see anybody lining up after that? I mean, New York, Massachusetts, Connecticut, California, Oregon, Washington. I mean, these are foregone conclusions that that's not going to happen, at least for the time being. Who do you see? Could we get past 30? I think North Carolina will likely be 30, but at some point.
Well, yeah, you're right. North Carolina has needed to fix themselves for a long time.
Yeah, agreed.
They've been living on that post Civil War Reconstruction gun control Democrat gun control crap for 100 years, and it's time for that to go. And of course, you know, congratulations to South Carolina.
That's huge.
They had to deal with what most of these states deal with, and I've heard it out of North Carolina. You've got these sheriffs that do not understand. They have their little fiefdoms, and they like money, and they like it when people have to come to them and give them money and beg them for permission. They like that. And we've seen these people. We've seen these, and they should be run out of office. Anyone who says that the people of the state or the people of the country are required to ransom back a constitutional right, that person has no business in any government position. But I mean, look at Washington D.C.
Yeah,
but you know, what it is is we've done a pretty good job of it. You know,
a remarkable job of it. Look at the last 2 years.
Reminding people that you should not have to ransom your constitutional rights back from your government. And that's exactly what gun permits are. It is the government telling you that you can have your quote unquote constitutional Second Amendment right as long as you come hat in hand and give us money. And then after you give us a sufficient amount of money, then we'll consider it. Okay, that's extortion. That's government-run extortion. And
let's, you know, hold on. Let's go back to North Carolina for a second. Here's why I'm optimistic about North Carolina down the road. And by down the road, I mean, if Mark Robinson wins the election in North Carolina, you're going to see a lot of changes in North Carolina. There's no question about that. I had dinner with him when I introduced him to speak at the Daniel Defense annual meeting, their annual banquet. And we had a great time. He's just a super individual. It was myself and Colleen Noir and Mark and my wife were there. And, of course, all the Daniel Defense folks. And I emceed that. And it was a tremendous time. I have a feeling he's going to win that election. Now, here's the deal. If you remember, Paul, North Carolina was so backwards as a southern state. They had really a version of a FOID card. That was,
oh, yeah,
you had
absolutely.
To buy $5. You had to pay $5 to get a permit to buy a gun. And of course, if you wanted to carry, they have, you know, concealed carry, they have shell issue. Yeah, you had to get permission from the state for $5
to buy
the gun.
A handgun.
Right. You had to be permitted. That's Democrat operative stuff. Now, in 2023, last year, that was wiped out. So they got rid of that in 2023, but it took years to do. So there has been positive movement in North Carolina. I'm looking at North Carolina now, much like I looked at South Carolina. Why is this southern state so backwards relative to their concealed carry laws? You know, I have a cousin that lives in North Carolina that just got a suppressor last week. It finally came in. And here's the interesting part, ladies and gentlemen. He's a Democrat. Dyed in the wool Democrat. Now, he's my cousin. I love him to death. He's the closest thing I have to a brother. And boy, we have some lively conversations, trust me. But he's also an avid gun owner. No longer requires a permit. So I can see North Carolina making that shift, Paul.
Yeah, people that do that are the supreme hypocrites of the
absolutely
world.
Boy, have we had that conversation.
Supreme hypocrites. It's like, so you vote for people whose stance, not just individual, their platform is that the American people need to be disarmed. The American people need to go to their government on bended knee and beg for permission. Yet you think it's okay for you to do it because you're special. That is the ultimate in hypocrisy.
It absolutely is. We're getting ready to take another break. I told you to buckle in, ladies and gentlemen. Time's going to fly. I want to go back to my cousin when we come back, because he and I have had that very conversation many, many, many times. And I'll tell you the mind process, the thought process that goes through some of these people's heads that are dyed-in-the-wool left-wing Democrats that are also gun owners. And not just gun owners, but suppressor NFA item gun owners to boot. I mean, he sends me photos of his new guns. We talk about them all the time. But why does he vote the way he votes? I can give you some insight into that. And I know I'm right, at least in this particular case. And I feel that it's probably a sentiment across that spectrum. We'll talk about it with Paul Markle when we come back. Don't go away.
This segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Daniel Defense. Visit DanielDefense.com. Now, back to the show.
Back to the show indeed. DanielDefense.com. Did you get on that mail list yet? If not, why not? Get on that mail list. Great email list. See all the cool products, especially all the cool information about the new H9 handgun from Daniel Defense. It's a beauty. You will love it. I've had it in my hands. Welcome back to the program. X Insurance presents it all, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. X Insurance. And please, please go out of your way to support all of our partners. Pick something up from MyPillow. Support these companies. MyPillow.com/Armed American Radio and get something really comfortable or something that really dries you off for real. And use the AAR promo code. Get those great discounts over there and support your gun rights because they support your gun rights. That's how it works. Patriot Mobile, all these amazing companies. Sig Sauer, I'm carrying a car, believe it or not, a CM9. I love my little CM9 from Carr. I carry that gun a lot, and I have it in a crossbreed. Love it. Love my, it's not a mini tuck, it's a super tuck for the CM9, which is a subcompact, but nonetheless, cars make great guns. If you've ever pulled the trigger on one, you know the trigger in a car is second to none. Great stuff. CarFirearms.com, North American Arms as well. Paul Markle, student of the gun. Let's go now. Let me give you the rationale from some of the folks that I know. And I mean, dyed in the wool, hardcore left liberals, but gun owners as well. And in this particular case, I'm talking about someone very close to me, someone near and dear to me, someone I love dearly. Just lost his mother, my Aunt Janet, last week, 90 years old, wonderful people. And, you know, my mom, Paul, is one of 16 kids. So I have like 70 cousins on my mom's side of the family. So I didn't get to know a lot of my cousins because they were much older because of the size of the family. But this one in particular, I was very close to, my cousin Steve. And as I said, far left Democrat, you can be that in America, whatever, but also a gun owner, loves his guns. And I got to tell you, man, the rationale here is they don't value their gun rights the way you do. They're okay with gun control. They don't mind jumping through the hoops. He doesn't mind going through a wait period, doesn't mind getting a card, doesn't mind any of that crap that you got to go through if you get your gun in the long run. You follow me? Mm-hmm. I'm going to get my gun. Nobody's going to take away my gun. I'll put up with this if I have to. And it's okay with them. That's the mindset. And it's not okay with me.
Don't understand that guns are a byproduct of liberty. They're supposed to be a byproduct. Liberty comes first. You know, otherwise we just have toys. We have people there's people in Europe who have their quote unquote gun owners. They have no liberty. You know, they have toys, based on the approval of the government. There are people in Australia, they can buy 22 target pistols with suppressors, and they can go. They're allowed by their government to go to the range and play with their toys. But they don't have liberty.
Right.
Liberty is what's most important. And that's what Democrats completely skip over, because they live and die. They worship at the altar of the state. And I mean, there's so much to unpack when a person believes that they need the approval of the king or the arrogance that, well, I don't, but other people do. I'm not worried about me. I'm a good person. But those other unwashed peasants, they have to be controlled by the government. And before we go, we need to really good point about the constitutional carry state, and states such as, and I see why, or Iowa is trying to do it too, where they're trying to get their people in, you know, teachers and mm-hmm. administrators and so forth to carry in schools. You know, if Wyoming can basically nullify the years, decades old Clinton nonsense, Unfree Schools Act. And remember, we never had a mass murder inside of a school until after the Unfree Schools Act. Not before.
That's right.
It was after.
Good point.
Nobody ever wants to talk about that, about how that bill is a complete and total failure. But as we progress and as we get nearer and nearer to November, it's going to be more and more important for states to step up and fulfill their constitutional obligation, the obligation that they have to their citizens, because, you know, the United States of America is supposed to be 50 sovereign states joined together, you know, not one all-powerful government dictating from Washington, D.C. what everyone has to do. And the only way that you are going to be saved from the tyranny of Washington, D.C., is through the cooperation of your governors and your sheriffs.
Take a listen to what Democratic State Senator Margie Bright Matthews in South Carolina had to say the day the governor signed the bill, just what, Thursday? Was it Wednesday or Thursday? I'm losing track of time. It was Wednesday, I guess. Here's what she said. With all of the killings in South Carolina and in America, why do we want to promote what we consider to be the Second Amendment right? Why won't we put restrictions on it? That was South Carolina Democrat State Senator Margie Bright Matthews. Now, this person's a moron, but it goes to what you just said. That's why I wanted to quote that, was because, you know, when are we, when the Constitution, you're talking, they don't care about the Constitution. You're never, she just told you that in that quote. She doesn't care. They're never going to stand up for your constitutional rights, ever.
It's an impediment. They view it as an impediment. That's, to them, the Constitution is not what makes America great. To them, the Constitution is what gets in their way of doing what they want to do.
That's correct. You just answered my question, an impediment to what? And you just answered it.
Every gun-owning American, every person in a constitutional carry state, that's why they are on full court press to get us disarmed, because we are in their way.
Oh, yeah. How many times
we are in their way? We stand in the way of what they need to do. And they don't like.
Paul, you and I have asked the question many times together over the years. I've been saying this for 15 years. I'll say it again. Ask it this way. What is it about their agenda that requires your disarmament?
Yep.
And that's a question that if you lay your head on your pillow tonight and think about that as you fall asleep tonight, you'll come up with the answers. You'll know what they are. They're very, very obvious. Paul, I know we're going to get ready to cut out of here in just a second. Let me thank you in advance for being here. We've got about 25 seconds. Tell people where they can go and learn everything about Paul Markle and Student of the Gun, please.
Well, what I would love for you guys to do is go to SOTGU.com and check out our training page. We're actually getting on the road. We're doing a road class or a road tour. We're going to be next week in Tennessee at Tactical Response Teaching, and then we're going to be in Mount Enterprise, Texas, the following week teaching. So we're going to be on the road spreading the gospel of the armed citizen. SOTGU.
The gospel of the armed citizen. Hey, Paul, that sounds like a new title for one of your books. Greg just said, sounds like a new book. The Gospel of the Armed. Oh, I like that. There you go. Paul Markle, Student of the Gun, SOTGU.com. Thanks, Paul, for being here. I appreciate it very much. Now, go do what I'm going to do. Play your guitar. Go do that. It's very relaxing. It's a Friday. You can do that. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're watching me on the show right now, you see this beautiful Gibson SG behind me. I'm going to crank that thing up so loud right now. Somebody complains. And or I pop some fuses and bust the breakers before somebody can complain. But that's okay. I do it all the time. I just flip the breakers and it goes right back up to the same volume level. Enjoy your Friday. We'll see you on the MonsterCast on Sunday. Stay safe.
You've just-
just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance
on the Armed American Radio Network.